Hello everyone, here at Military Mama is back in the house. We haven't recorded for weeks, as my son will say, months.
I feel like it was months, but I think it happened weeks also.
Yeah, weeks and months, you know. Tomatoes.
Potatoes.
Potatoes.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, so we're here. School started.
It started like a while ago. It's good. And yesterday, my class won the most things at the assembly. And as my friend said, who was in a different class, she said the reason why we won so because we have the right teacher. Because my class has the strictest teacher in the school, but she's also really, really fun at the same time.
That's good to hear. I'm glad that you had a better change of heart, because when Elias first got to his orientation and he saw, that was like, what class is Elias going to? And it gave me the name. His whole heart dropped to his toes. He was saddened because Room is told that, you know, that she's the most strictest teacher and blah, blah, blah. But now to hear that he actually liked the fact that he's in that class, it's a perfect story. So the discussion today, we're going to talk about a couple of things we're going to cross the line with.
What?
So a few things we're going to hit on. We're going to hit on a you and I conversation about, you know, your behavior when you're out in public. We're going to talk about school. I'm going to talk about work. And we're going to talk about our brothers and sisters, like our siblings. So we're going to talk about those couple of things. So first, we're going to talk about your behavior in public. So Elias started Cub Scouts.
Yeah.
We put him in Cub Scouts so he can learn. What is the oath again, Elias? What are some of the things in the oath?
I can only tell the whole way because I can't, I don't know.
Like, pick some things out of it. Like, what you got from it.
Like, on my honor, I'll do my best.
Do your best. Come closer.
Yeah, I'll do my best to do my duty to God and my country and to obey the Scout law. I will be physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
Physically strong?
Yeah.
Mentally awake?
Yeah.
And morally?
Straight.
Straight.
I have no idea what that last part meant.
Morals is things that I instill into you.
What? You're stealing my...
Instill. Oh, meaning, okay. I give to you, I taught you your morals. So that's what we talk about when I tell you, don't interrupt people, don't make inappropriate jokes. You know, that's not how you were raised. You were raised to be kind, you were raised to be gentle, but you were also raised to speak your mind, to speak up when you see things that are wrong, to take yourself out of harm's way if you feel unsafe, not to be a follower, but to also take care of yourself and learn how to lead yourself. It's not all about leading other people. It's all about being able to tell yourself, you know what, I don't feel safe in this situation, or I don't feel comfortable, and I'm going to remove myself from this situation. So, I'm going to talk about this book too, called Sweat the Technique, Rakim. You know, when I was growing up and I came to this country, America.
Oh, yeah.
New York City. We went to New York City first.
Was it called?
Harlem. I took you to Harlem, New York.
That was called Darlin.
Harlem.
Yeah.
So when I first came up to this country, how we learned the culture was through hip-hop. Hip-hop was just...
I thought it was mostly Caribbean.
No, that's Caribbean music is the culture that I'm from. Soca and Calypso,
so many,
that's my culture.
So many, like, Soca people that know mostly, that, like, know mostly about... the Soca culture, most of them came to New York.
The only reason why people came to New York because New York and Miami and some parts of Florida and some parts of California, it's the mix of people there. So the opportunities, like New York has a lot of opportunities. So one family member will come and they'll bring in their other family member and bring in the other family member, and we all help each other out. So it's just the opportunities that was there. That's why we moved. A long time ago in the 70s, my grandmother came to New York with Auntie Pinky, and they established themselves. And my grandmother, she ended up moving back to Trinidad, but she had passed away when I was like about almost 5 years old. And then my dad's mom passed away when I was like 6 or 7. She had gotten sick and she passed away too.
Wait, what age were you?
About 6 or 7.
No, when your mom.
When my mom passed away, my mother?
Yeah.
I was about 22.
At least you're a grown up.
I know, but it's still...
It's better to be a grown up than it is to be a kid.
A child, yeah. It's just, you know, my mom was sick a lot, so thank God she lived until I was 22. But I wish she had never passed away. I wish she would have waited... you know, until she...
Like how...
Until... No, I wish she would just waited. I wish God would have waited on her.
Like how the grandpas are?
Yeah. I wish she was still alive to see you and to see Tiberius and see Jaden graduate. And
but she can see us, but...
She can see us, and she's with us, and she's in the dreams.
Yeah, but I want her... I want to see her face
I
to
know.
Face. It's like... Face to ceiling.
Yeah, I know. But I was gonna say, so New York was a place where we all came to. Anyways, so my mom will buy us records. You know how we call it like digital music now on digital Amazon and all
music
those different places.
And stuff.
But we used to call them records because it was literally records, like
a record. Oh, like a CD disc.
But big, a record.
About the size.
It was big like that, like the size of that picture, bigger than that. It was round, and you put it on your little turntable, and you play the music. So
it's bigger than that.
A record. So we listened to people like Biz Markie, Salt and Pepper. Rakim. I'll say Biz Markie again because he's a rapper from back in the days, and I mean I knew all his words to his song.
Ooh.
And Salt and Pepper, I used to be Spinderella. So those are things that we used to listen to. My mom brought us a lot of music, a lot of hip hop music, a lot of records, and so we can learn the culture, and that's how I learned, and we played it over and over and over and over and over.
Don't most music tell you something about, like, what happened?
So Rakim, like...
Now and then?
Yeah, some of it's lyrical news. It's, like, lyrically, they talk about, like, you know, if you heard of poetry, some of them are poets.
Like, 1-800... Call
1-800. That's a
1-2-3.
That's more like a slogan. But Rakim, he was like a lyrical person, and he is a lyrical person. He's still alive. And you know, I was listening into like a lot of the interview, and I was like, "Dag, I know some of these songs. I grew up listening to these songs, and I started to play the song." So go on there and look up "Paid in Full." Alexa, play Paid in Full from Rakim.
I can't find Paid in Full by Boss Rakim.
No. Alexa, play Paid in Full by Rakim.
I can't find Painful by Rakim.
Play Paid in Full from Rakim.
Here's Paid in Full by Eric B. and Rakim.
Thank you.
Amazon Music.
So... the beat, I was like, oh my goodness, I know this song, I listen to this song, I grew up on this song.
Check this out, it says Norby Waters is our agency, right? True. Karen Lewis is our agency.
So we got Ty Ty up now. He's up. We're going to play a little bit of the song. What happened, Ty Ty? Stop fighting.
He's milk wasted?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's together, we get paid in full.
I'll go in the bottle.
Put in the bottle.
He needs it.
I'm telling you. It's just a beat. I'm like, oh my God, it just took me back. It just took me back. Think about a master plan.
This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money's spent. So I can still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave.
Her tie's up.
Thinking how I could get some dead
press. He's 1 year old now.
I used to be a stick-up kid, so I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. You still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might get searched for a 9 to 5. If I strive, then maybe I stay
alive.
So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place. This man, do I miss a pen and a paper? A stereo.
You know what I was thinking? I kept thinking about Bismarcky.
Nice this, which is my favorite dish, but without the money, it's
and that's probably why I said that. So I know who brought him out. It's all about Bismarcky.
So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. So now to test to see if I got pulled. Hit the studio, cause I'm
paid in full.
Hakim, check this out. Yo, you go to your girl's house and I go to mine. My girl is definitely mad because it took us too long to do this album. Yo, I hear what you're saying. So let's just pump the music up and count our money. Yo, but check this out. Yo, Eli, turn the bass down and just let the beat keep on rocking. And we at it.
You see how this guy has changed lyrically through the years. Peace. You know what? One day I'll be able to do it like that scratch. I DJ to you. Right there. We talking on this. You want to say something? Say hello, world. Who listening to our podcast? Hello. Telling you. So that's Rakim and Eric B. Right? Yeah. Alexa, play Bismarcky.
Shuffling songs by Bismarcky on Amazon Music.
Just a friend.
Have you ever met a girl that
this
you
is the first song
date.
I memorized. So you see,
wait. Let me tell you a story in my situation.
I was talking to a girl from the U.S. nation.
The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. You had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage, your performance
wet.
I was walking through the crowd, and
this is who I met.
I whispered in the ear, come to the pendulum, so I can ask you some questions and see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said,
blah, blah, blah.
She had 9 10 pairs and a very big
bar.
I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said, I was very amused. I started throwing this, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend.
Hey baby, please, you got what I need. You say he's just a friend. You say he's just a friend. Oh baby, you got what I need. You say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
So,
Alexa, stop. Thank you. It just brought me back, just knowing that, like, you know, I lived. I'm not just a mother. I'm not just in the military. I'm not just a wife. I am a person who loved hip-hop, and I grew up on hip-hop because hip-hop brought me the culture to the this where I lived at. Every, you know, it was created by people that look like me, and my, and I was so excited about it because they look like me, but we had different culture. And it, you know, I had to learn their culture to relate to people that look like me. And even though sometimes it was hard, because when you come from a different place, but you look like the people in the same place, you kind of just feel like an outcast because sometimes you relate to different things. So learning hip hop was one of the greatest experiences for my sister and I, because we came to America and my mom introduced us to hip hop.
I got you some milk.
Let me see, is it tight? A lot. Did you, what kind of milk is this? The almond milk?
It's the it's the Trader Joe's almond milk. The regular okay. Almond milk.
Alright.
There's no,
it's kinda cold for him. Well, thank you for bringing that. So I was telling the audience, whoever's listening out there, please listen to our podcast, that, you know, my mom brought us to America for more opportunity.
Yeah.
And it was hard for us to relate to the people we went to school with, even though we looked like them, because we didn't know their culture. So we learned their culture through the music. And you know, we didn't really eat a lot of American food until I got older. We only ate food that from the islands. So when people, curry chicken, stroti, lamb, veal, the way we eat it. And I didn't learn a lot about American food, like soul food, like until I got older. Like, I didn't even know what it was.
Like pork and stuff.
Like collard greens and cornbread their way. And the way they cook, we didn't even know about it because we didn't eat that. Don't put your hand on that, Lias, because your hand is, Lias, go wash it out. Don't put your hand on his nipples, because it's going
to... I wasn't trying to drink it.
Yeah, but if your hands are dirty, don't do that again. No, Lias, if you wanted some milk, you would have gotten some from downstairs.
And the baby bottle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, back to what I was saying. So, we learned through hip-hop. Just like how you're liking the music of hip-hop and you're learning about it. You're enjoying it, but a lot of times I don't like you to listen too much because you have no idea what they're saying, because adults are speaking and rhyming.
Like,
and
what child will listen to called Clout, my Offset, and he said, and he asked me what I was saying, and he said, it might be saying, like since you don't understand it, it might be saying, kill the runner.
Yeah, you don't know what they're saying. Why is the light on in the bathroom? No, you don't know woman's bottle. What are you trying to warm his bottle up with?
Water.
It's okay, Elias. He'll be okay. All right, so we're talking about behaviors in public. So Elias tends to, like I say, tries to speak out of turn. You, like, if no one's talking to you, you'll still make a little joke trying to have the attention on you. You can't do that.
I don't like attention on me either.
So why do you make little jokes? You don't know why?
I don't know why. I just sometimes do it for no reason.
Yeah, so that's not fair to other fair, you know? Is there nothing wrong with making jokes and being friendly and kind? But just don't make sudden outbursts when someone's talking just to make people laugh at you and then look at you like, okay. All right?
Yeah.
So I told you about that before. Also, like, as you get older, you know, it's sad to say, like, I was letting you know that, you know, we are Black Caribbean family, you know, Pacific Islander too, because, you know, my husband's Pacific Islander, from the Pacific Islands, and we're from the West Indies, but we're brown and black people, and a lot of times because of this, the media and the way the culture has been shifting, you know, thank God that we're still fighting for equal and all these different things. Because you're getting bigger, Laya, stop, please. And you're still a child, but because you're getting bigger and you look older than what you are, you have to be careful when you're playing out in the streets, because I don't want nobody to ever mistake you as an adult because of your size and harm you in any way. So that's why I'm very...
trying to get me, I'll start with the gut.
Yeah, I get that. But I'm very overly protective because, you know, the society have a lot of people scared of brown and black people, and that's necessarily not the truth. We're more scared to go to something that happened to us than we are scared, and mothers are more aggressive and assertive in a situation, meaning that I don't want nothing to ever happen to you. So I am very protected. I am very alert when I'm with you in public, and I want you to stay close to me because I want nobody to ever say, oh, you know, and they mistake you for an older person. And then the next thing you know, I have to be like fighting for you with the court system because something happened and it was a misunderstanding. And not that you will know, that's why I am overprotective in public. Aww. And I like come and stand next to me, stay next to me. When we're like cashing out stuff, you like to stand close to the cashier, the people at the cashier. And I'm like, Elias, come over here. I know you're talking to them and you're being friendly with them. But, you know, people don't see you as a child. They see you as a teenager when you're just only 9 years old. You're just very tall.
I'm a tall guy.
Yeah. So that's why I'm overprotective. And I'm going to be that way until you leave this house. Because I want you to go to college. I want you to have all the opportunities.
I don't want to leave the town. Why do I have to leave anyways?
Like Jaden, he didn't go too far, but he went to college. I want you to have all the opportunities that, you know, I had and even more, you know?
I'll go to college down 264 in a state.
Like, you need to go somewhere where you...
Right by Little Haven Ball in Granny.
What college is that?
Huh? I think it's like Santa Ana.
No, you're going to a college where there's a campus. Or you're going to
do... I'm going to ECPI University.
They don't have a campus you can stay on, Linus.
Okay, I'm going to Stafford University.
They don't have a campus you can stay on. I want you to go somewhere and get all the opportunities that I had and even more. I want your brain, and I want you to be educated. I want you to create things so you can be wealthy and to your next generation.
Am I going
to
be here until 12th grade?
I don't know. I'm hoping we stay here till 12th grade. That's the plan. I'm gonna have to make a sacrifice next year when I have to pick for orders. Because I would like to stay in that one area for you to finish school here. You know.
But then you lose your petty officer job, maybe.
I won't lose it. I'm always going to be a chief. And I'm going to be a chief. I'm going to keep going up. I'm going to always be that. Nothing. I'm just going to do another job doing the same thing that I do now. But like I said to you, you and Elias and Tiberius, and Leona and Caitlin, I mean, they have their mom. I know I'm their stepmom, and their mom has plans for them. But for you guys, for you first, you're going to be my first one going on to college and my first one doing things. So whatever you want to create now, I mean, it's the time. You're going into the STEM program.
Yeah.
And the STEM program is what?
Oh, no.
It's going to be... a blessing for you. You may not even have to go to college. You may start working right after high school.
What?
But I prefer that you go to college just before for the experience.
Okay. So I'm gonna start an easy job.
No, when you go to the STEM thing, it's not gonna be an easy job. You're gonna be like doing technology and apps and all those different great things.
Wendy's, right? And then why is it college?
You're gonna work for yourself, Lias.
I'll work at Wendy's, whatever college that I'm gonna, and then when the time comes, I'm gonna do. And when the time comes, when I'm ready to do it, I'll pick a new job that is after rank than I am when I complete high school.
I know, but when you're in high school, I don't know if I'm going to want you working. We'll see. And it may be in the summertime, okay? Not like, throughout the week.
Like a summertime?
Yeah, summertime job. Not throughout the week.
Yeah, I work on the weekends. I work on Sunday. Late.
Not late on Sundays. Saturday.
Saturday
and Sundays is fine. You know. But what I was gonna say, with the STEM program you gotta go into it and you like science and technology and math.
I like engineering a little bit.
That's awesome.
Engineering. I forgot what I'm about to bow. That's the first second that I
But what we talk about today, so I'll just letting you know, me as a mother, because of all of the racial tension and discrimination in this world.
What's discrimination?
And hopefully one day, well, discrimination is when I just feel like it's an ignorance of not understanding a person, and because of circumstances of the past, people tend to discriminate based on stereotypical situations. But the definition, Alexa, what is the definition of discrimination?
Discrimination is usually defined as an act or instance of discriminating or of making a distinction. For more, ask me to give you more definitions for discrimination.
More definitions of discrimination? All right, thank you, Alexa. So that's what it means. But a lot of it deals with ignorance, because even I sometimes was ignorant to culture. Because of what people taught me, instead of me going into a book and reading it and asking questions, I learned how to approach, and I learned that I was also being a little bit discriminant because I didn't know, because of my ignorance. So that's what I'm saying. I'm going to always be protective of you guys. I want you, like I said, I want you to listen to your parents, listen to me, because you're going to learn from your own experiences. But when you're with me and you're under my protection, we have to listen so we can all be safe.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm gonna be safe no matter what.
I know. But you know what? God is the ultimate safety. No, jumping on my bed. The ultimate safety. He will protect us and keep us as long as we trust in Him. And sometimes we don't even trust in Him and He still protects us. That's how good God is. He loves us. No matter what, Tiberius, Elias, no matter what,
my name's not
he Tiberius. Loves us. Tiberius and Elias, he loves us no matter what. I just said both of you guys' name. Just like when you were born and you were 3 pounds and 10 ounces, and they told me all of the things about you that's going to happen, you superseded. They say, boys are lazy, and he'll be stuck here forever in the incubator. Boom, 3 weeks later, out of the incubator, like 3 pounds, some ounces. Then 4 pounds came. They're like, hello, Miss Walden, my old last name. You can come and take Elias home. And I was like, oh my God, I can bring my baby home. Yes. And he's like, Tita, yes, Tita, clap. I was able to bring him home. And he was like so little in the car seat. Yes, he was. And then... And it was you, Tita. You came out and they said, you have jaundice and something is wrong with you and this and that. And I kept taking you back and forth to the hospital. And next thing you know, everything turned out well. Right, Papa?
Papa!
Right? Everything good. It was like, yeah! Tita is good!
Yeah!
Yes! Clap, 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 clap! Yes! Everything went good.
Yay.
Yeah. Yes, Tita, yes. All right. So we're going to sign off. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed our podcast. Yes. And we will be back soon.
We'll be back in 1 minute.
Soon we'll be back. Sign off to the people. Everyone have a blessed. Okay, we're going to start off with this. Alexa, pay me some salt and pepper.
Shuffling songs by Salt and Pepper on Amazon.
Push
Music.
It. That's right. That's right. Baby.